SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. The Biden administration looking for help in cracking down on abusive artificial intelligence practices.
There's a growing market of abusive sexual images made with AI technology, and the Biden administration is pushing the tech industry and financial institutions to shut it down. The White House calls it a pervasive problem and is leaning on companies and other organizations to provide meaningful tools that will prevent and mitigate harms. It's also urging Congress to strengthen legal protections and provide critical resources for survivors and victims of image-based sexual abuse. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Hunter Biden was in a Delaware courthouse for a hearing days before he's expected to stand trial on federal firearms charges as his father's reelection campaign unfolds. Alana Durkin-Richard reports on the charges Biden faces in court.
Hunter Biden is set to go on trial on June 3rd on federal firearms charges in a case that accuses him of lying about his drug use on a federal form when he bought a gun in October of 2018. He had the gun for about 11 days.
Defense attorneys and prosecutors have been arguing about evidence, including the authenticity of data from a laptop he allegedly dropped off at a Delaware repair shop. Federal prosecutors don't want former President Trump to publicly discuss the government's use of lethal force policy during the FBI's raid of his Florida home in August of 2022.
Special Counsel Jack Smith isn't happy that the contents of a search warrant for President Trump's home in Florida have been revealed that authorized federal agents to use lethal force against the former president and his Secret Service detail. Smith is asking for a gag order against the former president to keep him from talking about it in the media.
Tasia Stephen reports this U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, who's presiding over the case, has already postponed it indefinitely. SRN News. City of San Francisco being called out by a Salvation Army officer.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The NFL is distancing itself from Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, who condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College. Butker also condemned the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle by the Biden administration. The league says Butker's views are not those of the league as an organization. Butker's a conservative Catholic, took major heat for speaking at a Catholic university to a Catholic audience. SRN News. A new survey finds many people are not ready to find long-term care for a loved one.
An Associated Press NORC poll in 2021 found most Americans do not discuss the possibility of long-term care, let alone prepare for it. Finding the right long-term care option may come down to which facility has an opening and can accommodate a particular person's needs. Nationally, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services maintains a 5-star quality rating system that takes health inspections, staffing, and quality measures into account. Jason Walker reporting.
A Virginia State Appeals Court sides with a television station, saying a termination letter involving a former top official who ran West Virginia's foster care services is public information. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.